From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Trump speaks out on the FBI. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday bashed the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe and left open the possibility of a presidential pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents.
I don't want to talk about pardons for Michael Flynn yet. We'll see what happens. Let's see.
As the president left the White House Friday, he talked to reporters about what he sees as the current state of the FBI. He said that the release this week of hundreds of text messages sent between two FBI officials containing negative comments about him while he was a presidential candidate demonstrate the agency is in a bad state.
We're going to rebuild the FBI. It'll be bigger and better than ever. But it is very sad when you look at those documents and how they've done that is really, really disgraceful, and you have a lot of very angry people that are seeing it.
Regarding ongoing investigation into connections between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia's effort to meddle in the 2016 presidential election, Trump said that both the House and Senate committees have proven there's no collusion.
They're spending millions and millions of dollars. There is absolutely no collusion.
Four Palestinians were killed and hundreds wounded Friday in violence across the Palestinian territories amid more fallout following President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The clashes came after Gaza's ruling Hamas group called for another day of rage against Trump's announcement last week. Israelis and Palestinians alike claim Jerusalem as their capital. Two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola are suing their government. More on VOAnews.com. The United Nations Children's Fund says that more than half of South Sudan's children have suffered abuse, trauma, and hunger over the past 4 years of war. Released on the fourth anniversary of the start of the war, UNICEF's latest report paints a gloomy picture of childhood in the Central African nation. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
The figures in the report make grim reading. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 2,300 children have been killed or injured since South Sudan erupted into conflict in December 2013. And among those who are living, it says around 3 million have very little to eat. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says more than 1 million of those children are acutely malnourished, including 280,000 who are suffering from acute, severe malnutrition.
The child suffering from acute malnutrition is a child who is at risk of dying, at least 9 times more likely to die than a child who has a correct nutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
United Nations human rights officials are condemning what they call the shocking and appalling mass executions of 38 men in Iraq on Thursday. The men who were executed at a prison in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriya were convicted for terrorism-related crimes. The spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Liz Throssell, says to VOA that her office did not learn of the mass executions until after the fact.
That again just underscores the situation that suddenly we get sort of word, we get news that there has been a mass execution. That goes back to the lack of transparency, the lack of information regarding what's happening to these people.
Throssell says the Iraqi justice system is very flawed, and it is extremely doubtful that the 38 men who were executed had received a fair trial. Libyan immigration officials say the Coast Guard has rescued 97 people from the sea off the coast of Tripoli. Authorities say all the people rescued Thursday night were from African nations. The group's destination is reported to be Europe. Kensington Palace announced Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will marry on May 19th of next year in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. The group have chosen a springtime Saturday wedding and a venue that holds a central place in the history of the royal family. We have more on this on VOAnews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.